So Shishi of Vayera features the bris between Avram and Avimelech and Fichol. And this is, of course, part of what the Netziv is Maktim in Sefer Breishis, the Sefer HaYashar, that Avram's halichos, even with individuals, including Avimelech, in the complex history with the Ramban, generally is very favorably disposed towards Avimelech, certainly relative to Paro, but in the end of the day, Avimelech and Fichol may not have been, surely were not, spiritual equals of Avram. And yet here we see the bris, that's between them, by Ichrisu Shnehem bris. What's fascinating in Pesukim is that, after Avram agrees, Vayomer Avraham Anochi Ishavea, that he's going to agree to take the Shavua of an alliance, between himself and Avimelech, then we have Ochiach Avraham as Avimelech, Alodos Boer Amayim, Asher Gazu Avde Avimelech. So why didn't he say something beforehand? Why did he wait? Why did Avram wait until, he had committed to a bris? So again, Avimelech protests. He says, "Lo yadati miasar sadavar zev gamata, lo higadet aliv, lo shamati bilti ayom." So Avram's response is, "Vayikach Avram tzonu b'akar, vayitin lam Avimelech, vayichratu shneyem bris." So what exactly is the sense of the psukim? It's a little bit strange. If Avram had been wronged, and Avimelech is, who the Ramban says he is, that he's, a good person, so Avram should have, been more assertive and certainly more timely in terms of, the issue that was being raised. So I think the answer is very simple, that Avram's plan was basically to be mevater. He wasn't going to make a terrible fuss about this, but if he's going to be in a bris with somebody, Avram understands that when you're affiliated with people, this is the whole idea of imi chud ve'atzrochnal v'imekach mikol asherlach ve'al tamar anochi asharti es Avram, right? He can't be affiliated with the Melech Sodom in any way. There can't be any appearances of that, and that's, of course, the issue of the riv bein roe miknei Avram uvein roe miknei Lot that we talked about, in the issue of gezel, that Avram simply can't be affiliated with that, and, therefore he suggests, he pared na me'alai, if this is how you're going to conduct yourself, and we really can't be associated, you choose, v'yimayamin v'asmila, v'yimasmol ve'imina, I'm not going to tell you where to go, but I can't, be affiliated with Gezel. So the same thing is true here. Even as Avram is kores bris with Avimelech and Fichol, it has to be absolutely clear, v'yochiach Avram is Avimelech, alodos bo'er amayim asher gazlu avde Avimelech. The point is not so much that Avram was looking for restitution. On the contrary, if he was, he would have done it a lot sooner. And the point is that if we're going to be Balei Bris, then the standards of, Nasasa v'nasata be'amuna are inviolable. They're not subject to compromise or even discussion. So Avram's integrity here is to say, number one, Anochi Shaveya, right? He's not going to, stand on ceremony or be officious. He's going to take the gesture for what it is, of a sincere gesture. But again, Avram has to do his due diligence to ensure that, Baalei Bris Avram are reflective of the values, the legacy that he's trying to build. Vishamru Derech Hashem Lasos Tzedakah Mishpat. And, that becomes like an outer boundary point that Avram is completely unwilling to compromise on. And within that context, and only within that context, Vayichrasu Shnehem Bris.